Hey, this is Samantha, and welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And y'all, bear with me, because today I am all by myself because my dear, lovely co-host Annie is out and about doing things, fixing things, you know, doing all the good stuff. Maybe it's Star Wars related. I don't know. JK. But yes, today I am alone and we are here to do our feminist around the world. And of course, happy AAPI History Month. What do I mean? Asian American History Month. You know this stuff. And as always, we are here to celebrate all the activists who continue to work for all of us and the rights of everyone. And today we are talking about Chinese American activist who has done some amazing work and continue to do so today. And that is trans activist Cecilia Cheung. Now, Cheung moved from Hong Kong with her family at the age of 19 in 1984. She actually moved here to Los Angeles with her family, but soon moved to San Francisco, where she would go to school at the City College of San Francisco and would eventually graduate with a degree in international management from the Golden Gate University. And it was soon after this, Cheung actually began her transition. She has talked about knowing that she was different from a very young age. She spoke about how she felt misunderstood as a child. And in an interview with a local ABC News in San Francisco, she said, quote, "They would consider me a problem child because I like to argue a lot. I had this feeling of being different that I didn't know how to tell them. I was definitely misunderstood. Nobody gave them a handbook on what to do when your sons turn out to be gay or what to do when your sons turn out to be a daughter." And yeah, this was a thing that she would go through throughout her life. But soon after graduating college, she would go on to work as a court interpreter and working in finance, but soon wanted to live her life openly and not hide anymore. And at the age of 22, she started her transition. Her decision wasn't an easy one for her. She soon lost her job and her relationship with her family suffered, and they stopped speaking to each other for about 3 years. And with all her hardships, she soon became homeless. She then turned to sex work to survive. And it was during the hard times that she found out she was HIV positive and was even assaulted and harassed during her time. But even through her difficult times, she never regretted her decision to transition. She said in another interview that even though through this, it sounds painful, but it's actually more painful to know who you are. I would rather be really trying hard to survive than to look in the mirror and not see myself. And she used these experiences to push forward in her advocacy for her community. In 1994, she joined the Transgender Discrimination Task Force, which, quote, issued a landmark report on the injustices that trans individuals faced every day. The task force's efforts led the city to enact several pioneering anti-discrimination policies. And it was during this time she also worked as a counselor for residential facilities and housing programs, as well as an HIV test counselor. However, in 1995, Cheung was assaulted and attacked, which led her to being hospitalized with severe injuries. But then this soon would lead her to being able to reconcile with her family, specifically her mother. She and her mother have since had a close relationship and even do frequent lunch dates together. In that same local interview we talked about earlier, her mother said, quote, "She was very unhappy when she was a boy, and now she's completely changed. What can I say? I love her and she loves me. That is all that is needed for a mother." And apparently her mother works as an advocate for other trans folks' parents as well, in counseling them and walking them through how to be supportive. So that's really cool to hear. And with that support and her love for her community, Cheung has been hard at work in advocating for her people. She became the first transgender woman and Asian person to be elected to chair the board of directors of the San Francisco Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Celebration. And in 2002, she joined the board of the Asian Pacific Islander Wellness Center, working with a mobile HIV testing project for transgender youth. In 2005, she was named the first deputy director of the Transgender Law Center and is now the director of evaluation and strategic initiatives for the Transgender Law Center. So she's been hard at work, y'all. She's been working hard to fight against the anti-trans violence as well, which is happening all over the country. She's been outspoken about the dangers against the trans and non-binary community today. And she told the local news that she got involved after, quote, "seeing the inequality in the systems and how little transgender people get as resources, how many hoops they have to jump through in order to get those services." And yeah, when she was asked how changes could happen, she said, The only way that we can really create change is not just changing people's minds. We also need to find ways to change people's hearts. If everyone realized that they might have a friend, a cousin, a coworker, a mother, a father, a son, or a daughter, or grandchild who is transgender, maybe they will start shifting some of these conversations. She is obviously very passionate and showing kindness and love and empathy when it comes to the community. And she's been one of the biggest leaders in these types of conversations. And it isn't surprising that she has been acknowledged for her amazing works, including receiving the Levi Strauss & Company Pioneer Award, commended by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors during Transgender Awareness Week, awarded the San Francisco A's Foundation Cleve Jones Award, the Human Rights Campaign Community Service Award, awarded the California Woman of the Year, received the Out and Equal Champion of the Year Award, and was given the NAACP 100 Award in 2020. So yeah, she's been hard at work trying to change policies and bring awareness to the needs of the trans community for a long time now, and has become a leader in this movement. Definitely something that we want to keep watching, as she is still a part of many of the boards and has been recognized officially by governments all over the world. So there you go. Yeah, it's the beginning of AAPI month, and we're going to keep pushing forward, talking about the history of the Asian American people, as well as the many feminists who continue to work and advocate for the rights of everyone. So yay, happy Asian American Heritage Month, everyone. And if you have any suggestions of amazing feminists we should highlight, you can email that to us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and YouTube at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. We also have a book coming out in August. And if you want to pre-order, you can at stuffyoushouldread.com. Thanks so much to our very patient and loving, kind super producer Christina, executive producer Maya, our researcher and media magic maker Joey, and to my lovely co-host Annie, who I dearly miss right now. And of course, thanks to you, our listeners. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.